Today's episode is brought to you by Wise, the account that helps you manage your money around the world, which is huge for travelers. I've been a customer and a fan for 10 years. The Wise account helps you send, spend, and receive in different currencies fast, and they do it all without hidden fees or exchange rate markups. This service has been so critical for me in my life as a traveler, as a nomad, as somebody living abroad. And you can join 16 million customers and learn how the Wise account can help you out on the road at wise.com/travel. That's Wise, WISE.com/travel, or download the app. This episode of Zero to Travel is brought to you by the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder with 7 drive modes. The Pathfinder's available intelligent 4x4 is built for even the most epic journeys. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
You're listening to the Zero to Travel podcast, where we explore exciting travel-based work, lifestyle, and business opportunities, helping you to achieve your wildest travel dreams. Now your host, world wanderer and travel junkie, Jason Moore.
Hey there, it's Jason with ZeroToTravel.com. Welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging out, letting me bring a little travel into your ears today. This is the show to help you travel the world on your terms, to fill your life with as much travel as you desire, no matter what your situation or experience. Got a fun show for you today. I got the tables turned a little bit on me. Yes, this is an interview with me that my buddy Travis conducted, actually from our Location Indie podcast. If you didn't know, I have another podcast called Location Indie. It's all about the location independent business side of things. So if you're somebody who is an entrepreneur or a budding entrepreneur, you want to have your own thing so you can control your travel schedule. That's how it started for me. I was like, you know what? I've been touring. I was a nomad for a decade. I was doing all these crazy jobs, but I always had my tour schedule dictated to me. And that was great for a long time. But then I wanted more control. I wanted to be able to be in certain places on my terms. Sound familiar? So I started down that path of location independent business. As soon as I heard that term, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. You'll hear me talk about that in this interview. And I immediately connected with that concept and thought, this is so cool. I can set myself up in a way where I can not only be anywhere in the world I want to be, as long as I have an internet connection and I can work, but I get to create something, that is mine, something that gets me excited, gets me out of bed every day. And that something, part of that something is this, this podcast right here. That was the genesis of the podcast. I always loved when people came to me for travel advice because I had been traveling for so many years. And when people asked me how they could do it or they needed some help, man, did I get excited to just be able to help somebody out. And I just have always been excited about helping people travel and sharing that. And that's how this podcast started. My desire to just share different ways you could travel the world. I didn't know it would grow into all these other different things with a community and all this stuff. I just started with the basic concept of, hey, let's share stories and knowledge from different people who have done some incredible things. Let's get their perspectives. Let's get their advice, their tips, all the stuff we do here, and just put it out to the world. And here we are, 7+ years later. I thank you so very much for being a part of this community. Of course, if you want to ever get in touch, jason@zerototravel.com is my email. Love hearing from listeners. Actually, have a shout out to somebody in this listening community that we'll share on the back end of this podcast, which is all about lifestyle redesign. Now, lifestyle design is a concept I'm a huge fan of. It's this concept of creating an intention and a plan, or a vision, I should say, for a certain lifestyle that you want, and then figuring out the pieces you need to put into place to make that vision a reality. That's where it all starts. It's what we do over at Location Indie and our Lifestyle Launch Academy. That's the work we do. And absolutely love it. It's worked for me. I've seen it work for hundreds of people, thousands maybe at this point. And when I started with this, it was new to me. I hadn't thought of this being something you could do, is sort of lay out the vision for the lifestyle that you want. It's so powerful. We do that for a lot of things and we don't even think about it, right? We do it. We have a work project we need to get done and we make a plan and we execute on that plan. And we do it in with things in life all the time. But at the time when I first started getting into this, I never thought about just doing it for my life, which is cool. It kind of happened organically for me in the beginning, just started traveling and loving it and just kept going with that. But as I got older, I needed to kind of proactively shape things because things change, other outside influences happen, you get into relationships, jobs, all these different things circling and swirling around you, coming into and out of your life. And that's what this show was about, was this idea of lifestyle redesign. And I think once you set yourself up for a certain base level of freedom, I'm fortunate in that I am able to earn income as a location independent entrepreneur. So I can earn income from anywhere, which made it really easy to, not easy, but it made it much easier to make the transition to living abroad because there were certain income requirements I needed to have here in Norway to get permanent residency. And we don't need to go into the technicalities, but the point is I was able to bring my job with me. And that's pretty cool when you can bring your job around the world with you. You can travel anywhere, or you could base anywhere, and that's nice. So with that base level of freedom, well, that's great. But also other things have changed. A lot of things have changed in my life. I have two kids now. Yeah, living in a foreign country. There are just so many things. And that's what this conversation was all about. So my business partner over at Location Indie, Travis, we did a couple episodes over on the Location Indie podcast where we interviewed each other and talked about the last 2 years of our lives, how much has changed, and what the next 2 years might look like. And I'm sharing this because I want to get you thinking about these things as well. You know, you can hear my story and get a little background on what I've been up to, which is, you know, I have some little things I share here and there on the podcast, of course, but I don't usually share interviews with myself here. So in that way, it's sort of different. But I thought it might be helpful to get you thinking about some of these things. And there are really some practical takeaways that you can have, that you can implement into your own life through this story. So I hope you enjoy hearing what a lifestyle redesign looks like for me, what the process is, where my head's at right now, and take away from this conversation what can help you. So this is a republished episode from the Location Indie podcast featured here on the Zero to Travel podcast. Enjoy this show and stick around for the other side. I got a shout out and a quote to leave you with at the end. Now let's get into it.
Let us take a journey back in time to April of 2019. Yes. What is that?
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Like, start the timer. Welcome to Location Indie Podcast, a behind the scenes, unfiltered, no holds barred look at the realities of the location independent lifestyle from two guys who are living that lifestyle. I've never really drank coffee, but I'm seeming pretty peppy after this half a can of vanilla draft latte. Maybe it's that caffeine. Maybe it's the excitement of recording another podcast. Either way, glad to be here.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. I am Jason. We're the co-founders of the community, Location Indie, I-N-D-I-E. You can learn more at locationindie.com and sign up for our newsletter over there. We're all about the travel, freedom, the lifestyle business. And I suppose it started with the lifestyle design, right, Trav, which is kind of a catchy buzzword in some ways. Probably popularized by Tim Ferriss, I think it's fair to say, through the 4-Hour Workweek. But when I started hearing terms like lifestyle design and location independent, man, did the bells go off for me, dude. Because then I made the connection. I'm like, okay, yes, this is the freedom that I want, the flexibility to work from anywhere because I want to travel and explore the world and have the ability to take off whenever I want. But today, as we know, life goes on, life changes. And I think the theme of this show, is about lifestyle redesign, right, Trav? Because you do not stay static as an individual. And when we are talking about building a business around your ideal lifestyle, it's inevitable that your ideal lifestyle is going to change in some way, shape, or form. And then you have to kind of take a look, and it happens in real time, right? So sometimes you need to take a step back and think, all right, hey, where are things going? What might I want to tweak? What do I need to do now to set myself up for where I want to be in the next, you know, year or two or three, you know, shortish, longish term in a way. And it's important to kind of intentionally design your lifestyle the same way we do with the Lifestyle Launch Academy students. They're at the beginning of that journey in the present moment. But if you've been doing this for whatever, however long we have, 7 or 8 years, we have to do that too, right? That's what today's a bit about.
Yeah, I think there are time and place where you really can latch on to certain buzzwords. You know, some buzzwords come and go, some don't really fit the bill. I think lifestyle design is a buzzword that is worth latching onto because it explains very well a somewhat complex topic in two words. And that is that you are looking at the lifestyle you are leading, a holistic look, work, family, travel, health, where you live, you know, how you're spending your time, everything, right? Like from when you wake up to when you go to bed, actually even probably while you're sleeping. Hey, do you prioritize a nice new mattress because it's comfortable, right? You're looking at it from a holistic view and you're saying, I'm going to design the elements to make myself, and we talked about this in the last episode, if you take yourself from a scale of a 0 to a 10, what you're striving for is to get to that 10, knowing that not every day is going to be a 10, not every moment's going to be a 10, but from the overall perspective, you're saying, hey, I want my life to be a 9 out of 10 for me. My 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 looks different than Jay's 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 that looks different than your 10 out of 10. That's cool. That's why you're the one who gets to design it. You're the one who gets to mold it. And so today, super excited for the show because we're going to do something that I had planned on doing with you just off the books, I guess to say off the record might be the better way of putting it, and just have a sit down and say, hey man, like we haven't really got to sit down and chat about what our lifestyles look like now and where we want them to go in 2 years because both of us have had major life changes in the past 2 years. And we, believe it or not, don't get to have a lot of time to just have these discussions. It's like, oh, okay, Facebook ads are running. All right, this is happening, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's all this stuff. And so I actually, before we recorded today, was like, man, I really want to catch up with Jay and talk to him about some of the big changes he had in the 2 years. And then what does he look like? What does 2 years look like for him if we're talking about an ideal lifestyle? Because you and I are building a business together. And if we're building a business that doesn't dovetail with your ideal lifestyle or mine, then we have to take a step back and say, whoa, what's the purpose of this? And so we're going to do that now. And how we're going to set it up is each of us are going to have about 10 minutes. Okay. So I'm going to play host and I am going to ask you questions about your lifestyle, Jay, and where you want it to go. So put a little framework in this. We're going to basically talk about the last 2 years. What have been the biggest changes for you in the last 2 years and how your lifestyle looks from the years previous? What are the good, the bad, and the ugly, the things that you're like, okay, this might be worse or not exactly where I want it to be? And then we're going to jump ahead 2 years and say, all right, what would you want it to look like in 2 years? Then we're going to flip the script. You're going to interview, quote, me. And then we're going to give you guys some tips and advice going forward, like at the end for you to think through this and do a thought exercise on your own. So are you good to go, Jay? You're good to go. We're looking at a 4-year window today, 2 years previous, 2 years in the future.
One bit of housekeeping really quickly. Chris, throw off that timer. Throw off that timer, man. There's no way we're finishing this one on time. Bam, bam, bam. Buzz it now. Get it out of your system because we are done. I just added 5 minutes to the episode at least because you said we'll each have 10 minutes. So, all right, that sounds good. I am ready to do this.
All right, so let us take a journey back in time to April of 20. 19. Yes.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Like, <"Dil-a-doo."> 2 years back in time, Jay. And then start thinking about from then until now, for you, what have been the biggest lifestyle changes that have happened? And then let's start with that. And then we can dive into each one and say whether it was like intentional, maybe non-intentional, positive, negative, or just like, you know, both.
Oh, I mean, I can summarize it pretty quickly. Basically, for anybody that's had small kids, it's they already know this. And for those that haven't, you basically go into a tunnel or a world that we would call small kids world, right? And when your kids are 1 and 3, as they were 2 years ago, it's just basically keeping your head above water, trying to get enough sleep, making sure they're taken care of, all of the things that you need to do for small kids to keep them happy and healthy and safe. And part of that for me is, you know, being stationary. I live as an expat in Norway, and that's what it is. I mean, when you have small kids, that's what you're doing all the time. You're living the small kids life. It doesn't mean you can't travel around with small kids or do other things, but it's just it's exhausting. It's joyful, but it's also tiring in some ways, in the way that I wouldn't want to travel around with my kids that age. It just wouldn't be something that I'd want to do, which is why I've been stationary. And that's what we'll probably get into later as we talk about lifestyle redesign, is now that they are almost 3 and 5, I think things are opening up a little bit. So I've just been living the life of an expat in Norway, raising small kids. This episode of Zero to Travel is presented by the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. From muddy jungle paths and snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder has the capability to take you to some of the most epic destinations on Earth. We're excited to partner with Nissan because our listeners know we love to celebrate the joy of exploring the world and finding the best off-the-beaten-path destinations to visit. And there's no better vehicle for that than the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. With 7 drive modes, the Pathfinder's available intelligent 4x4 is built for even the most epic journeys, and it even has the best towing capacity in its class, up to 6,000 pounds, so you can bring the fun with you. But Nissan also knows that it's not just about where you go. In a Pathfinder, the real fun comes from getting there, and that's something we love celebrating here on the Zero to Travel podcast. We believe that life is about finding that joy within the journey itself, and that's why we're thrilled to partner with Nissan to celebrate adventurers everywhere. So thanks again to Nissan for sponsoring this episode of Zero to Travel and for the reminder to chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures and enjoy the ride along the way. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. If you love coffee like me, let me tell you how you can get an incredible cup of coffee, whether you're at home or on the road. You can use what I use, which is the AeroPress. Have you seen this? This is a device that uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology. It combines the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, portable device built for travel or home. The AeroPress has over 55,000 five-star reviews in 60 countries, plus it's the best-reviewed coffee press on the planet. That tells you something, and it makes an incredible gift. Under $50. Get one for yourself or somebody you care about. Pick yours up at aeropress.com/zero to travel. That's AeroPress, AeroPress.com/zero to travel. Use the promo code zero to travel, all one word, to save 20% off your order. That's 20% off. Thank you to AeroPress for the delicious coffee and for supporting today's show.
You also have bought a bigger house. A much bigger house. So let's talk about
less than a year ago.
Yep. Yeah. Let's talk about that change, because you went from approximately 650 square feet to about, I don't know, 1500 square feet. So talk people through
that. Not that big, but
okay. Well, big for Norway, not big by maybe US standards, but that was a big change that I know you debated about a lot, because it meant more money for accommodations and housing costs, but also, you know, as you mentioned, you had 2 kids and you were living in a 650 square foot apartment. So overall, give us the positive and negative of that decision in the last year, because you've now been there for about a year.
Well, I can say, we've been here for, let's see, 6 months, actually. Only okay. 6 months, which is hard to believe. Oh, it's been wonderful. I mean, super happy we did it. It's a dramatic increase, I think. Not dramatic. We had a great time at the old apartment, but we were ready for some more space. I have my own little office up here in the loft, and we live right next to the woods. Especially, we didn't know a pandemic was going to hit, but this has been a wonderful place to be. You know, we relocated. I guess it was, yeah, the pandemic was happening. We were some months into it, and we just kind of saw what was happening. Just like, you know, this is gonna be a while. We need some more space, and just being near nature. Really value the community here where we live. It's a concentrated little borettslag, they call it here in Norway, where it's just townhouses basically congregated together on this hill next to the woods. And a lot of people have kids. A lot of people are in our stage of life. So we already see, even though during COVID, we can't interact as much with people, but you can see how, you know, you'll be able to let your kids run out and play. They'll be able to play in the woods. I had a value for that growing up, to being able to play in the woods and being around nature. We have a swimming lake nearby and all these things. So daily lifestyle has been awesome up here. Of course, it's a challenge socially with the pandemic, but that's for everybody, you know? So that's been great. Now, part of that was, you know, I also sold my condo in Colorado, and that was hard to cut ties with because I have emotional ties to Colorado. And, you know, Trav, with real estate, you always kind of have second doubts. Like, should I have kept it? You know, I could have kept doing the Airbnb thing, or, you know, but I kind of wanted to get the money so I could have, so we could comfortably afford this place. But that's a TBD item, right? Like, I haven't reinvested that money yet. So I don't know if that's, was the right move or the wrong move. It's hard to say.
You bring up an interesting point, because I think everyone, whether it's them downsizing because they're ready to downsize, or moving from a house to a van, or upsizing like you because you have a family, or like me because my family was getting bigger, or just a lateral move of like, not really upsizing or downsizing, but I'm changing, I'm moving, I'm going somewhere else, it's a different house, it's whatever, is the emotional component. And, you know, for you, there was two emotional components. One was leaving the smaller apartment that you were in Oslo, and you know, leaving those memories behind. But you're probably like at a point, correct me if I'm wrong,
we were ready.
This is too small. Like, yeah, memories are great, too work. Small. But the Colorado property, I know from talking to you, had a bigger hold on you, because when you sold that, it's almost like, well, I'm cutting ties to this past life that was a lot different, because back then you didn't have a family. You were single. You were living in Colorado, not Norway. So there are some tough decisions that have to be made. To your point, you don't know if it was the quote unquote right or wrong, but it got you what you needed in the moment. Right. And I think a lot of times we sit there and we worry about something being super permanent when it's not. Like, you could go and reinvest that money in another condo in Colorado today if you wanted. Right. So I want to kind of hold your feet to the fire a little bit and ask you about, I want you to give me a few of the positive things that a more stationary life in the last 2 years has led to. But then we are going to talk about, I don't want to call them negative, but difficult things or obstacles you faced. As you mentioned, when we're recording this, you know, everyone has been a bit more stationary in the last year because of the pandemic. The year before that, you were a bit more stationary because you had little kids. So what are some of the things that have sprung up for you where you're like, man, I wasn't typically stationary, but I have been more stationary for 2 years, but this is a nice outcome from that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we have a pretty simple daily life, which I appreciate. Gives me time to think. We don't have a car. I walk everywhere. My kids' daycare is in walking distance. Like today, after I dropped them off, I went to the soccer field nearby and just worked out, and then walked to the woods home past the lake. It's just nice. We get our groceries delivered here. So, you know, It's kind of chill, and you settle into a rhythm that's not too chaotic. And in that way, I feel like it's helped me slow down and just not, you know, having been on the road for so long and growing up the way I did and everything, it's just, you know, you feel like, I'm like the kind of guy's like always ready to go do something, you know, or always wanting to do something. And it's, it's not always healthy, I think, in some ways. You know, so for me, Norway has helped me kind of appreciate the smaller things, you know, getting into cooking. And I feel like the culturally here, people have a really great appreciation for nature and for some of these, you know, smaller sort of simple pleasures, like you go out and pick blueberries with your kids, or, you know, these kind of things. It sounds like idyllic, but in some ways it is, right? And it's not just the activity, it's more of the mindset around that, right? It's like, okay, yes. Hey, listen, I'm content with the travels I've done. I've done a lot. It's not like I'm somebody who never got to travel and now I'm just, you know, stuck and I can't go anywhere. And it's like, I've had a lot of experiences. I know the world's waiting and I miss traveling and I'll get out and do it again. But there's something to be said about finding contentment within just being in one place in the daily life, which took some time after being nomadic. And I certainly learned that in Colorado, but then I had to almost relearn it here in Norway. So, and being able to like get some musical equipment, and I'm into songwriting now, and I started playing with this band, and that's was always a dream of mine, right? Like you can't, it's hard to do if you're traveling around to have those connections and have a group of guys that you like to play music with and write songs with and, you know, things like that. So there are benefits there, I think, in terms of local community.
Yeah, there is something to be said for a slower pace of life, for a simpler life. I felt that exact same way in Japan. I didn't want to live there forever, but for 2 years of my life, it was a much simpler, scaled down version of life because I wasn't being pulled in a lot of directions. You know, some of that led to a bit of loneliness at times because I didn't have as many friends, as many people around me. But overall, it was a nice feeling of like, all right, there's a few things I can do. There's a few people I can be with, and or I could be by myself. And I learned more to appreciate more being by myself than I had previous, when I could fill every waking moment with basically a friend or a family member or something. Let's flip it a little bit and talk about some of the obstacles with this redesign of the last 2 years of being an expat in Norway, in a country where when you first went there, you didn't speak the language. Now you do. So bravo to that, right? But there have been a lot of things you've had to go through, and there have been a lot of things with the kids, like on top of that, it's like new country, new culture, moving kids. So what are some of the things that you look back on the past year and you're like, all right, these have been tough, and that will lead us into the next section where we talk about how can maybe those things be easier, or how can they become conduits for the next 2 years to change some of those things?
Yeah, I mean, it's been challenging, like anybody's life, right? But maybe the challenges are a little different being in a foreign country. Like you said, the culture is different. Sometimes it's harder. It took, you know, time to make friends, to build those social connections. It does take time for that anyway. You have to, the only way to do that is to spend time with people, and to spend time with people, you have to have time. So, that is the way it is, right? I think learning the language, of course, really helped to connect me to the culture and the people here and to be able to communicate. I'm not like anywhere close to being that good at it, but good enough where I understand everything that's going on around me and I can communicate with people and things like that. So
just your normal oblivious self then.
Yeah.
You understand it. You don't really know what's going on, but you're like, I at least understand the words coming out of their mouth.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes. And the weather is a huge thing here, right? The winters are long. This year, for example, it was a month of darkness, not because I live up north. It wasn't totally dark, like the sun does come up where I live, but because it was cloudy and gray every day. But what's like that in the north of Norway, there's 24 hours without any sun for months in the winter, and it's the opposite in the summer, you know, the midnight sun. But that is hard when you go a month and you don't see the sun. That was very difficult, and pile the pandemic on with that and everything. It was a pretty low time for me. So it got me thinking about the lifestyle redesign. Is like, okay, how can I, I'm in this process now figuring out what does it look like to not spend the winters here, right? I've got two kids and they do need to go to school. But is there a solution around that? And is that a solution that will work? It's not about me, it's about them. And we're here in Norway. I think that was the clear choice for us when we found out we were having a kid. And truthfully, I hate to say this because I'm from the USA and I'm a proud American, but this is a better place to raise your kids. It just is. I mean, it's a lot less stressful because of the social support. It's less stressful financially, and it's safer. It's just better. There's a lot of value around nature. It's a great place to raise kids, but that doesn't mean it's easy to be here all the time, you know. And the weather is a challenge, man. So, looking at what can I do to what could we do over the next year or two to experiment and try some things out and set it up in a way where it might work for people to be gone for some months. And if it doesn't, that's okay too, because I have to take into account other people's, it's not just about, hey, this is the lifestyle I'm redesigning and you guys are all on board with this. You know, it has to be everybody on board because we're a family. So, one of those things is figuring out, okay, how would it look if my kids went to school for 6 months in an international school in Spain or something? And then they were spending 6 months in school in Norway, you know, for the second half of the year, or vice versa, right? Is that something that a school here would accept? Is that a possible solution? So these are the type of things that I'm thinking about.
And you're right that it's not obviously all about you. It's not all about me when I'm talking about my family, but I think it does have to start with you saying, okay, what is it that I would want for myself and for the best interest of my family? Because without asking yourself that question, it's not going to happen, right? It has to start with here's what I would want. Here's what I think could work. Now let's work backwards and say, would it work for my wife? Would it work for the kids? You know, and then like you said, going through step by step of what would need to happen? All right, first step, you know, blah, 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 right? Figure out if it's worth it. So I just wanted to tie your part up a little bit. One of the things that you mentioned, let's fast forward you 2 years in the future. And don't worry about the details. Don't worry about how it's going to work, but just focus on what you would like to have accomplished. So if we're 2 years in the future and it's April, what is that? 2023. It's always weird to say 2020 and onward. It's odd, but April 2023. A quarter of the way through a new century almost. What would you have liked to happen? What would the idealized version of your life look like?
Here's a quick powerful exercise. If you think about one or two of your big goals, and then you fast forward a few months from now, what can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If one of those goals for you is learning a new language, or even just a little bit of a language to enhance your next trip, you should absolutely get Babbel. They have quick 10-minute lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts. You can actually start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations, exactly what you want as a traveler. I just downloaded it and went into the Norwegian course area thinking, oh, I've got this. Immediately made a bunch of grammar mistakes that they corrected, and I was like, oh, I've been doing this wrong. So I'm already leveling up and learning, and you can get Babbel now. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/zerototravel. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/zerototravel, spelled babbel.com/zerototravel. Rules and restrictions may apply. Thank you to Babbel for supporting today's show. Hey, you lovely listener, it's Jason here. And did you know we have a newsletter and it's free? You can sign up over at zerototravel.com/newsletter. You're going to get money-saving tips, destination advice, some musings, little personal updates, all the stuff that you don't get right here on the podcast. And we can keep in touch. So sign up over there, zerototravel.com/newsletter. Get your weekly dose of travel value, totally free. Thanks for listening. Well, funny you say this, because I got a great question from Kristen, our CPA and bookkeeper, and she asked, hey, what is your ideal 1-year trip with your family look like? I'd love to hear what plans you have in store post-COVID or what you're dreaming up. And this was cool because this is stuff that's been going on in my head, but I hadn't actually written it out. And, you know, obviously, I value travel and I see the window of travel tightening. Perhaps that's a mindset thing too, but my daughter will start school when she's 6. So next year in the fall will be her like last year in daycare. And, you know, just with the systems, the way they are with schools and all, it just becomes more difficult, right? Because you have to work with an outside entity to get your kid in school or bring them out, and they have to accept the education and from other places and all this stuff, right? But since it's just daycare, well, there's time to go off and do something. So I would have liked to been on the road with my family for at least 6 months to a year. And this was a great exercise because I answered the question and what a year on the road with my family to me would look like. It would be something like this: 6 weeks in the USA, visiting with family, just hanging out with family. 3.5 months road tripping around the USA in an RV with my family, something like that, where we're just living and camping and kind of living nomadically in some way, even though we're not nomadic, but for a chunk of time. 1 month back in Norway, just recoup, hang out, be at home. And then 6 months volunteering / home exchanging around Europe.
Now, okay.
That's a year.
That goes fast. That you had this written out, because I didn't know I would ask that and you didn't know I'd ask it. Good job, Kristen. Nice. Yeah. Already on the same wavelength as us. Mm-hmm. So that 6 months in Europe would be, when you say home exchange, would you want it to be, hey, I'm 6 months in one place and traveling from there? Would you want it to be 3 months in one, 3 months in another, or month? Like, what would be?
It would be slow travel.
So you'd want, tell me what that is.
It doesn't matter. It would be based on the opportunities and the experiences.
Yeah, I know, but we're talking about your dream. We're not talking about like what actually.
Oh yeah, but it really does. I really hope that open in that way, right?
Okay. Like, least probably a 2 months in a spot, then 2 months at 2 months. You'd want to slow it down to that extent.
Yeah, I'd probably look for opportunities to do sharing economy type stuff, so we can get our house taken care of, and also we could stay for free in somebody else's place and go to places like, you know, the south of France or something, and just enjoy food, or check out some places in Eastern Europe where we can live in a mountain town and just hang out, or some beach places, right? And maybe Greece, you know, maybe Southern Italy. I don't know.
Okay. All right. That's good enough. I'll let you off the hook. It's a good enough answer. I do want to get more specifics at some point. We have a coach, Jay and I, that we share, Stan. He does coaching with both of us. And he will do it. Our next episode, I'm throwing this out there to everyone, Jay, so make sure we make a note of this. We're going to talk about the perfect average day exercise. We'll get into that next episode, don't worry. But the point is that you have to be hyper specific. So like, if Jay would have given me the answer, like maybe Greece, maybe Eastern Europe, I would have been like, no, tell me where. And like, if you don't end up in Bansko, Bulgaria, not the end of the world, but like, what would be for you the ideal, right? And so You got a little work to do with that 6 month plan, man. Give me three places. That's what I want. Like Greece, Bulgaria, and south of France. Boom. All right. Your ideal, right? So
yeah. So I mean, yes, the idea of getting on the road with my family and having that whole experience before Ellie's in school. And then on the back end of that, I think I see it as a good experiment, right? Hey, is this something that we enjoyed as a family? How about the kids? How would they feel about doing something like that again? How would they feel about being away for 6 months and back, you know? So that is that I think is a good goal, because it also ties in with the stuff afterwards, so we can see how that experience is. Maybe we're like, hey, that was cool. I'm tired. I don't want to do anything like that for a while. So maybe maybe we don't do anything like that again until they're 10 or 15 or something, or never again until they are out of school. And then my wife and I go do it. I mean, who knows? Not like we'll stop traveling, but you know what I mean? So,
right. Yeah. I mean, Awesome friend of the show, Jason Robinson, and longtime LI member. He was actually just here at my house a few days ago, has an awesome site called The Nomad Experiment. And the whole theme and basis of what he talks about is, hey, if you just look at everything you're doing as an experiment, it takes the weight off your shoulders a bit, because you're saying, I'm not committing to this forever. Like you said, we're going to try this for 6 months or 3 months or 12 months. And if we don't like it the way we think we might, or we like it, but we're done with it, cool. But now we know, right? Versus kind of pining for something that might be idealistic that you're not thinking through the downsides of it, or vice versa. You're like, oh, well, this isn't going to be as good as I thought, so it's not even worth the effort of me getting two kids in your case and doing this. You're going to miss out on all these other things that happen. So it really comes down to saying, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to commit to it. And then we'll reevaluate, right? And that's business. That's life. That's lifestyle. That's everything. I'm going to ask you the question, Jay, here. We're done with your section. Do you want to throw it to me and continue on this longer episode, even though Chris is like, has a buzzer ready? Or should we split this up into two episodes and I'll just be grilled by you on another one? What do the people want?
Chris did buzz us out. I don't know. What do you guys want? Well, you tell me, because you got to answer the questions. My kids just got home and I do have to go make them dinner and all that kind of stuff. So do you have your vision clear, or should we?
We'll save this. Here's what we'll do, guys. We were going to get into my part, but what we're going to do is next episode, Jay will throw it to me. So this gives everyone the choice. If you liked this dialogue that we had, this kind of lifestyle redesign for Jay, and you're like, that was cool to hear a little bit of the inner workings of Jay's mind and pulling the curtain back on his lifestyle a bit, and you want to hear it about my life, come back for the very next episode, because we'll do that. If you didn't like it, skip the next episode, because two episodes from now, we're going to talk about your perfect average day exercise. So now you guys, foreshadowing, know the next two episodes that are coming up. It'll be Trapped Lifestyle Redesign next, and then the perfect average day.
Two quick notes on that. First of all, I'm sorry that you had to get a peek at the interworkings of my mind, as Travis said. And secondly, no, Travis, you never tell people, don't listen to the next show. Of course you got to listen to the next show. You got to hear Travis's lifestyle redesign. You know, he's going to drop some knowledge bombs. Was I just going to say that? No, I'm not going to say that.
Guys, but, it's your choice. Spend your time how you prefer. But I did want to ask, is it interworkings or inner workings? I said inter, but I think it would make sense to
be probably inner. Yeah, it's inner workings.
Someone get the grammar police. Cool, guys.
Yes, I guess it is. And it's also a 2016 movie by Walt Disney Pictures or something. Okay. I don't know. Anyway.
Surprised neither of us have seen that, since we both have kids. Thank you guys for listening. As I said, next episode, we'll dive into what my life has looked like in the past 2 years and what I envision it'll look like 2 years in the future. Tune in if you want. If you feel guilty, because Jay was like, you got to tune in to Travis part, that's cool. We don't care why you're tuning in. We hope it's because you like it. And then two episodes from now, we are going to dive into this idea of the perfect average day. And it's a really game-changing exercise that I've done, that Jay's working on, that I had people in our challenge do. And it's a similar thing to what we're talking about now, except instead of looking 2 years in the future, you're looking at one day and being hyper specific of what that day would look like. And we've gotten tremendous feedback from people who have done this, who have said, man, I really thought that this would be a bit of a chore, but I have enjoyed every moment of it. And I can tell you that I personally did too. And it took me many hours to do it. And I was craving doing it, Jay. So, yeah, so that'll be two episodes from now, where we talk about the perfect average day exercise. And yeah.
Very cool. And thanks for the time here on the soapbox. I had a blast. It's always good to talk about these things with you. Like Travis said, we would have this call anyway. You would just be listening in because we're recording it, or you are listening because we're recording it. But it is great to talk about these things and to really answer these questions and dig in, because the only way the lifestyle redesign or the tweaks or whatever you want to call it happens is by getting it down, making a plan, really bringing it to life and really beginning to get an understanding of what it is that you may want. And when you do that, then you have something to start working towards, something to start taking steps towards. And it just makes everything more concrete, which is why, like, going back to that question Kristen asked, it was great because I had thought about these things, but never actually written them down. So it was really cool to just sketch out, what does a year look like on the road with my family?
And those questions
are powerful.
That would be my goal for all of you, right? I told you I'd give you an activity or an exercise. I like, as a teacher, to not just have you listen to what we said and not just have it rattle around up in your brain, but to do something to get it out and to make it a little more concrete. And so the exercise I'll give you guys is look back 2 years from how, whatever day you're listening to this and say, write out what the biggest changes have been in your lifestyle in those past 2 years. For Jay, it was, hey, we had two young kids, so we had just had a second kid on the way. All right, we've done that. We bought a new house. You got your residency in Norway, Jay. You became fluent or conversational, maybe you would call it, but in Norwegian. You know, all these different things that you have a home office. You start going to a co-working space, right? We didn't even touch on all of it. But
I'm dropping an EP with the band.
Yeah, you started playing with the band, right? And so, you know, you don't have a car. And so all that kind of stuff. So write down those things. Just get them out. What has changed in your life in the last 2 years? And then from this day forward, say, all right, out of those things that changed, like, are there any that I would want to change again in the next 2 years? If it was up to me, how would I redesign them? And be hyper specific. And I'll give you the example that I just said to Jay. Like, instead of saying, hey, I want to do 6 months in a home exchange in Europe, say, how? You want 2 months in Bulgaria, followed by 2 months in Greece, followed by 2 months in Paris? Cool. Write that out. The more specific you are, the better it's going to be, because it's going to A, help you visualize it, and B, it's going to give you a target to shoot for. If you know you really crave being in Paris, well, you can start looking for home exchanges now, you know?
Yes.
So,
and I mean, we had business goals, of course, but we were looking more at the lifestyle side. And like we preach, we practice what we preach, right? Figure out the lifestyle side first, and let's figure out how we can squeeze that business into that.
Well, maybe we'll do the business one redesign as another episode for you guys to get a behind the curtain peek at the business, the inner workings or interworkings of the business. Thank you guys for listening. Check everything out over at locationindie.com. Best thing you could do, only thing you should do, is hop on the email newsletter, because we tell you when we're open in the community. We tell you when we're running challenges. We tell you when we have new guides coming out, because we're putting together some really cool things like quizzes and lifestyle calculators and some digital nomad visa guides and stuff like that. Some bigger projects that we're working on. And the best way to find out about all that is not just by listening to podcasts, because we don't always do stuff that's time sensitive here, right? It's a little more evergreen, is by hopping on the email newsletter list, and you will be getting all the information there. So if you're not on there, go sign up now, locationindie.com. Thank you guys for listening. Jay, thanks for being on the hot seat.
Thanks for having me. Cheers. There you have it. My chat with Trav, the tables were turned. I really enjoyed kind of talking through this, and you probably heard me working some things out as we were having this conversation. And things are, of course, going to change, right? I'm wondering what you took away from this, how you're feeling, if there's anything here that you can implement into your life. Let me know what you thought about this show or any of the other shows, or just get in touch and share your story. Let me know if you want me to have a particular guest on, a topic you want to cover. You can always reach out. jason@zerototravel.com is my email. I read them all. And in every set of show notes, I also leave a place where you can easily leave me a voice message. I always love to hear people's voices here in the community and to hear what you're up to. So drop me a line. Would love to hear from you. And I hope you found this useful, and this concept of lifestyle redesign, kind of staying on top of things in regards to where we want our lives to go. These are the things I think about. And sometimes it's overwhelming. And sometimes I know it's the right thing to do, because if I just let too many days go by, then sort of the months go by, and then all of a sudden the years go by. And that can happen. So I like to stay vigilant on where my lifestyle is at, where it's heading or maybe heading. And to make sure I do those course corrections or make those big changes if they need to come. And if there are some big changes that I need to make and they're going to take some time, well, I can try to identify them and do my best to start working on them now instead of putting them off. Not always easy things, but valuable, I've found, for me in my life. And I hope that you found this show valuable. Again, if you like that and you want more location-dependent business type of stuff on top of that, you can always subscribe to the Location Indie podcast, INDIE. And I thank you for being a subscriber here. I want to give a shout out to somebody in the community. I'm not allowed to use her name because she said, if you read this on your show, please don't use my name. And you'll hear why in just a second, because she's on a bit of a secret mission. She said, "Hello, Jason. I've been listening to your podcast for several months now. Really find your show to be informative and entertaining. I listen to a new show every afternoon on my lunch walks around the neighborhood. My husband and I have been on the FIRE journey. That's financial independent, retire early journey for the past 5 years, and we will be able to fully retire in about 2 years, fingers crossed. We are both 46 and have been saving and dreaming of a life of 100% perpetual slow travel. Neither one of us wants to ever work another day, and we just want to be able to explore different countries, foods, and experiences. Currently, we are keeping the entire thing secret from our jobs, as we are both in high-profile positions in our corporate careers. Only a few family members and friends know about our plans, and we have received mixed support. Most people can't wrap their heads around leaving others and quote-unquote things behind. Of course, we do plan on coming back to visit on occasion and plan to attend a variety of events such as graduations, weddings, and funerals. It's hard finding people we can relate to, so finding your podcast has really helped me see that once free, we won't be alone on this journey." There you go. You certainly won't be, and that is a big part of this podcast, right? The unconventional living. I would say the unconventional lifestyles, or at least unconventional through the eyes of certain individuals or maybe certain institutions that expect things to be a certain way. You know, I guess we're all a little bit unconventional in our own ways. And for those of us here as part of this community, I feel like unconventional lifestyles are indeed something that we often either consider or are living. And again, what unconventional, subjective, right? So maybe in 10, 20 years, our lifestyles now will look conventional. Who knows? It's already becoming that way a little bit with remote work exploding and more people than ever kind of traveling around and bringing their work with them because of the internet. So things are, the world's changing. The world's changing for sure. Anyway, I want to say congratulations to blank. I can't say her name, but really excited for you and your plan. Sounds like you've been working really hard to get to this point. So enjoy. And yeah, let me know when you're getting ready to take off and leave your job, because maybe we'll have to have you on the podcast to share your journey. Then you can talk about it openly, right? After you've kind of let your company know you're already quitting. Okay. Before I let you go, it's time for a quote now from the old quote drawer. Let's see. Here's one from Paramahansa Nithyananda, who said, "Possess nothing, enjoy everything." Possess nothing, enjoy everything. Some food for thought as you go about your day or night. Smile, take a chance today. Do something a little wild, maybe something you've been putting off for some time. Haven't said this on the show for a while, but if not now, then when? Right? Write a letter to your friend. Tell somebody you haven't told in a while that you love them. Give somebody a hug. Lend an ear. I don't know. Eat a pizza. Do your thing. Thanks so much, and I will see you next time. Peace and love.
This podcast has been brought to you by ZeroToTravel.com. Ideas and advice to make your travel dreams a reality.